Hello, my name is Nicole Carlson, and welcome to Money Mindset and Manifestation for the High Performer. We talk about manifesting all the things, how to get a life where you have all the things. And I'm not just talking about manifesting money and manifesting our business and manifesting our soulmate and manifesting the health that we want. I'm talking about manifesting true happiness, true connection while getting all the things, right? Because I believe that your soul wants all the things. Your soul wants to go bigger, live bigger, be that person that you know that you are capable of becoming. So I know that to get that, you need to be connected to yourself, to your soul, to your desires. And that's what we're talking about here, because I've lived that life where I had all the things on the surface, the house, the husband, the money, the career, the cars, all the things. But inside, I just felt like I was dying. I had panic attacks, anxiety attacks, all these things, and I needed to heal from those things. So I want you to have it all. And I want you to be fully, completely fulfilled while having it all, because none of that's worth it if you aren't truly happy. So tune in and let's get started. Okay. I think I'm live everywhere. Okay, so welcome everyone. Say hi when you're on. Let me know that you're here. Let me know that you can hear me and see me. I'm so excited. I have decided to restart my podcast, and I just set everything up this morning, and I am good for till like June. I have all my episodes lined up to go out once a week. Amy, hi, how are you? Okay, so you guys probably already know a little bit about manifesting and how to get things that you want into your life. So what can I say that hasn't already been said, right? And you guys know, and I don't really want to use like the words alignment and all of that, but I mean, it is true. But if you know that you are supposed to manifest your soulmate, manifest money in your business, manifest 20K months, 50K months, which if you're in business, you 100% should be able to do, right? If you know that you want something and it's not happening, it's probably because you are blocking yourself. And what I mean by that is you don't feel like you have the energy or capacity for that level. You feel like, you know, maybe later, that's something that I want at some point. But the thing of it is if you have a desire for something, you are 100% able to manifest that now, right? So if we don't feel like we are there where we can manifest that thing, I want you to fast forward in your life, in your mind, to figure out what needs to happen for that to happen. And then start eliminating those things, those excuses, those reasons. And they might be valid excuses, valid reasons. So for me, one of the big things was I didn't feel like I had the energy for the next level. I felt like I was already doing so much, so busy. I didn't feel like I could go to the next level without it taking more energy from me, right? So I didn't know how to flip that switch, right? Which is what I teach.
So there are several times in my life that this has happened, and I can trace every single one of these times back to a pain point, back to an event that after that event, I shrunk. I stepped back. I stopped playing all out. Right? So if you are holding back in your health, right? This one was a big one for me. I was holding back in my health because I had 4 years of chronic pain. And yes, I healed myself, but for me to go to that next level, I wasn't sure of myself. I needed to heal. And it wasn't that I needed to heal physically, because I did heal myself. It was that I needed to heal my nervous system. I needed to trust that I could step into that next level, that I would be able to handle that next level, that I could trust my body again, right? And this happens to us with relationships, right? We get into a relationship and maybe it was bad, maybe it was pretty good, but the thing of it is it did not work out. And when we, go through a breakup, our nervous system decides that that's never going to happen again. That we are not going to allow ourselves to be treated like that, to get into another relationship where we are not, making ourselves a priority. Right? So again, I want you to check in with your body. When you think about making 20K months, making 50K months, manifesting your soulmate, what is your nervous system telling you? Right? Is it telling you that you need to heal? Is it telling you that now is not the time? Right? All of these things are about healing, right? Say hi if you're on. Oh, Hannah is on Facebook. Hannah, what is it that you want to manifest? Type that in the comments. I'm curious. And are you signed up for the 5-day challenge to manifest your soulmate that starts on Monday? I'm going to put that in the link in Facebook. And if you are on Instagram or YouTube and you need the link, send me a DM saying challenge and I'll send you the link for the challenge. But we need to really check in with our reasons and start eliminating those things, right? Mentally start eliminating those things. And we think that we need more time, more energy. Okay, that all comes down from you just deciding, right? And that comes down to you healing. Because I'll tell you, there has been so many times when I didn't have the energy and I was like, no, I'm not ready for that next level. Energetically, I'm just tired, right? And that is something that your nervous system, when you're fatigued and when you're thinking about that next level and you're like, not ready, nope. Absolutely not. I know I'm supposed to be going big, impacting millions. I know I'm supposed to manifest my soulmate. I know I'm supposed to, but give me just a minute. And then like 6 months later, you're still putting these things off. Who is on Instagram? Say hi. You're still putting these things off because you still don't have the energy for it. All that comes down to healing. And then building up your tolerance, building up your endurance. Like, it's just like at the gym, right? When you go to the gym the first time, you can't do that much. And then a weekend, you're feeling better. You can do a little bit more. A month in, you can do even more, right? So you have to, after you heal, you have to start rebuilding that muscle, right? So every reason that you're not at that level that you know 100% you know you're capable of, right? That's a valid reason, right? People call these excuses, but they're valid in your head, and those are the things you have to work through. And I'm going to tell you that every high performer, everyone who's achieved any level of success, thank you for the hearts, thank you. Every person that has achieved this level of success, right? Even like Tony Robbins, like these people have had the same doubts, the same struggles that you have. They've just handled it a different way. They've just been able to eliminate those reasons that they're not at that point. And when you heal and eliminate those reasons, because the healing and eliminating those reasons are the same thing, right? Then you have to build up your tolerance, build up your endurance, build up to where you have that energetic capacity to expand. So all of this starts with one decision, that you are going to do it now. You're not going to feel ready when you decide that, right? But when you decide that, that's when the healing starts taking place. That's when the building up your endurance starts taking place. So first thing you need to start manifesting anything now is to decide that now is the time. Now is the time that you are going to take a step forward. So I just decided the other day that I was going to compete in my fourth bodybuilding competition in 17 weeks. Right? It was a decision. Am I ready? Hell no. Do I have a lot of work to do? Yes. Right? So I have to know that I'm completely healed, because the last competition I did right after that is when I had all my chronic pain. I was bedridden. I literally was in bed for 9 months. I could not sit in a chair because I was in so much pain. Right? So I've made this decision, that was in 2018. I've made this decision that I'm going to do my next bodybuilding competition, right? And I've already been working on the healing the past few years, right? I'm going to keep working on that healing and calming my nervous system by slowly building up my capacity to lift more and heavier weights. The same thing happens with your business. The same thing happens with, you know, your relationships. The same thing happens in every single area of your life. You build up this capacity. Roxy! Is that Roxy? Awesome! Good to have you. Right? So you're building up this capacity for more. It's not like one day you're just going to wake up and you're going to be like, oh, I'm so ready for the next level. It's never going to happen. You have to be showing up consistently. You have to be showing up for yourself, whatever that means for you right now, right? You have to be showing up fully for yourself. If that means that you need to work on your healing, 100% do that. That's what we're doing in the 5-day challenge. If you are not in the 5-day challenge to manifest your soulmate, it starts Monday. DM me the word challenge. I'll make sure you get in, right? It's all about healing your past, learning and unlearning what, like, most of the things you've been taught about relationships are so wrong. So unlearning those things and learning and building up your capacity, right? So you are able to decide today that you are going to get to the next level. So what is that next level for you? Is it money in your business? Is it 10K months? Is it 50K months? Is it manifesting your soulmate? Type that in, because that is 100% possible for you. I want to manifest money and clients who pay me. I love it. Right. So do you feel that, Hannah, I hope you don't mind that I ask you this. Do you feel that energetic block inside of you? Do you have valid reasons why you're not there yet? right? So deciding that you are done with those valid reasons, or some people call them excuses, but they're fucking valid. They're valid, right? I love this challenge. I'm a slow learner. I feel that too, honestly, Jessica. And welcome. So glad you're here. I feel that too. I felt like all my life I was slow to pick things up, slow to learn. And then I realized that I was telling myself that. And I was like, ooh, I don't want to be slow. Maybe I should start telling myself that I pick things up quickly. Right? So all of these things are the things that need to happen. These three things that really need to happen. Decide. Work on your healing. Build your capacity. These are all the things that we are doing in the 5-day challenge to manifest your soulmate. And I'm teaching this in a very different way, right? I'm a very logical person. I have a very masculine background, very logical background. And so I've broken everything down to 8 steps on how to manifest, right, what you want, because I need to be able to dissect it. So a lot of people will teach manifestations, like get a clear idea of what you want, and then take the action and visualize it. Or I don't know what the 3 steps are, right? That didn't work for me. I was like, I need to actually break this down to 8 steps. So 1, we have, I need to change for me, and that's okay. Break out of a loop. Yeah. So something, Hannah, is something up here is stopping you, and you literally can have what you want today, right? So healing will get rid of all those reasons, those valid reasons that you don't have what you want, right? And no, you're not going to be ready when you make that decision. You're going to be like, holy shit. Like, I just made this decision to do my bodybuilding competition. And I said it and told people about it. I was like, holy shit, what am I doing? I'm really doing this again. Okay, I'm doing this. This is crazy, right? And you're going to feel that. And that's okay. And that's why you hire coaches. That's why you get support. Because you can only see so much of your vision, right? For me, working with my clients, I can see what you're supposed to be charging, what you're supposed to be doing to manifest your soulmate. I can see that next level for you and the steps that you need to take to get to that next level, right? So you only have like this little piece visually of what those next steps are. Who else just jumped on Facebook? Say hi. I'm so glad you guys are all coming. I love you guys. I love you guys. You guys are great. So if any of you want to jump on a call with me and want to ask me, like, okay, how can I, you know, how I can help you get to that next level, because I think a lot of you have been following me for quite a while, then DM me, call, and we'll set something up, because I want to make sure that you are clear on what steps you need to take, and if it makes sense, if what I'm saying resonates with you, let's get on a call and let's talk about your next steps and how we can work together. The other thing is I am now opening the Ultimate Manifesting Bootcamp. So that is a 6-week course, and then I kind of extend it to 8 weeks, where I go over every single step to manifest what you want. And if you are trying to manifest your soulmate, then most of the people that join are manifesting their soulmate. They have relationship things going on, but there's also people that have joined and have manifested money and all the things, like all crazy things. So it's like for everything, but specifically we focus on a lot of relationship stuff. But because your relationship is intertwined with your body and your health, your body and your health and your money, like we talk about all these things. So no matter what you're trying to manifest, you definitely want to be in on this. I'm gonna post a link in Facebook. And if you have questions about that, we can definitely chat about that in the DMs. Voice message each other and like make sure that this is the right thing for you. But that is open. That is happening. I love seeing people succeed in your classes. Jessica, I love you. That is happening the week after the Soulmate Challenge, right? So everyone that comes to the 5-day Manifest Your Soulmate Challenge, you're going to hear more about the Ultimate Manifesting Bootcamp. It's truly life-changing. It will give you the foundation to create anything in your life. So good. I talk about how I healed myself, how I manifested my future husband, and how I manifested money and clients and that high ticket and all of that. And when I say I manifested, a lot of times people say, oh yeah, I manifested this person or I manifested that. And then it's like, yeah, but it wasn't that hard. You just kind of ended up finding that person. I'm like, I have intentionally worked through these 8 steps that I give out. And if you want that free, I have a free PDF for the 8 steps to manifest. Again, you can DM me 8 steps and I will send you the free PDF to, the 8 steps that I took that will walk you through what you need to do to manifest anything in your life. Okay, so I love you guys and I will see you in the 5-day challenge to manifest your soulmate starting next week on February 28th. And if you want any of the freebies, just DM me and I will get those over to you. I love you all and I will see you tomorrow on the next Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube live. Hey guys, thank you so much for being here with me today. And everything that we talked about is over in the show notes, including ways that we can stay in touch. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and go over to the comments and leave me a little comment because that would mean the world to me. And I will see you guys on the next episode.